National Association of Broadcasters.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or Cheddar.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. A tentative deal that could end one of two long-running labor disputes that have crippled much of the movie and TV industry's production. The Writers Guild of America announcing that deal, still needing later member approval. With the ongoing strike by actors, there have been complex disputes here too, like
the regulation of artificial intelligence, staffing minimums for writers' rooms, and the distribution of residuals.
We're prepared to stay out and keep staying out. But yes, I really do hope it's over.
Today is day 140. 46 of the WGA strike, which has put more than 11,000 TV and film scribes on the sidelines.
Correspondent Elise Preston in Hollywood. And in the ongoing strike by the United Auto Workers, Ford says it still has significant gaps to close on key economic issues. With the partial government shutdown deadline less than a week away, Democrats from President Biden down insist the latest funding deadlock is caused by an intra-party dispute between Republicans in the House.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells CNN it's up to House Republicans to shift into high gear and pass a government funding bill.
The American people don't want to shut down. From what I can tell, the Senate is ready to go. The administration is ready to go. House Republicans need to come to their senses and keep the government running.
The current fiscal year ends on the 30th. That means without a deal, government operations will shut down.
CBS's Linda Kenyon. Now to El Paso, Texas, the epicenter of a growing migrant crisis. Reporting from there, CBS News correspondent Manuel Bohorquez.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said he would send buses to the border to continue to send more migrants to Democratic-led cities. The city of El Paso is also busing migrants to other destinations to try to ease the overcrowding here.
In central Florida, a freight train slammed into an SUV, killing three adults and two children, injuring two more. Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister.
The conductor of the train did everything he could to try to slow this train down. He signaled these loud train horns that they're equipped with, along with the flashing lights.
The water supply in and around New Orleans is threatened by salt water flowing into the Mississippi River.
It's really getting to be a little much.
It's an understatement for Byron Marinovich. He's running the Black Pearl Oyster Bar and Grill with no fresh water.
We're looking at buying about 150 pounds of ice a day, buying had to buy soft drinks, turning the customers down. We can't make tea or coffee.
During the dinner rush, the restaurant and its neighbors were still being told not to drink their water because there's too much salt in it.
WWL-TV's Rachel Handley. Local media in Italy report the death of Sicilian mafia boss Matteo Messina Denaro. He disappeared in the summer of 1993, spent the next 30 years on the run, was caught when he sought treatment for cancer. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one